Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
All right, let's go right to breaking news at 6 right now. This is brand new video that just came into our newsroom. A tractor-trailer driver was killed after this fiery crash on I-95 in Nash County. Look at that there. That is just unbelievable seeing that. Well, good evening, and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. Let's show you where this is at. Here's a map showing you exactly where this is. It's on I-95 heading south near Sharpsburg and Sandy Cross. WRAL's Brett Neese is live at the scene now. And Brett, how do investigators think all of this happened?
Yeah, Julian, troopers started investigating this right away just after 2:30 when this happened. I want to get you right back to that video, though, that's brand new into our newsroom, and you can see the flames that have completely engulfed the cab of that tractor trailer. The troopers tell me that the driver of that tractor trailer sadly did pass away, but I want to turn your attention to the right side of your screen there. You can see that a car also completely engulfed in flames. Unbelievably, but the woman of that car somehow walks away with just a broken ankle. She was taken to the hospital where she is expected to fully recover. But I want to come back out live here to show you what this scene looks like here. This is near the NC-58 overpass on I-95. Troopers tell me that tractor trailer veered from the right lane into the left lane, taking both it and that car into this tree line here. The cleanup still a long way to go here on I-95, but as you can see, they do have traffic moving in both directions. One lane will be open while they continue to clean up the debris that's left behind. The cab of that tractor trailer completely gone after this fire here, this fiery crash that happened around 2:30 this afternoon, Julian. This is going to be a long cleanup tonight.
Oh, I bet. I said it earlier. It's just unbelievable looking at those images right there. Brett Neese reporting live for us in Nash County. Thank you. And we will see you later tonight. Well, you can keep tabs on this story after the 6 o'clock news on WRAL.com and the WRAL News app. We will also post any updates on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Well, we have new information now about a shooting in Cumberland County that left one woman dead. Investigators with the sheriff's office say they are trying to find a man and woman for questioning in that case. We're talking about these two right here. They are 40-year-old Tiffany Hines and 48-year-old Willie Bristow, both of Fayetteville. Deputies responded to a shooting on Tremilla Drive shortly before 12:30 a.m. That's where they found 31-year-old Shaniqua Colvin of Fayetteville dead at the scene. So far, investigators have not said anything about possible charges. Fayetteville police are investigating a fiery crash that killed a man. A car struck a tree and burst into flames. Officers responded to a vehicle on fire on Stony Point Drive shortly after 3 a.m. They tell us 34-year-old Justin Tyner was found dead inside the car from the impact. State troopers say a car chase that began in Clayton ended on Hammond Road in Raleigh after that driver went over an embankment. Troopers first spotted two cars street racing on Highway 70. When they attempted to pull the vehicles over, the driver sped off. Troopers took one person into custody after the crash. An ambulance took the other to Wake Med for treatment of injuries. Well, police in Rocky Mount are investigating a shooting. Officers responded to a home on Horn Street around 8 p.m. last night. There they found a man with a gunshot wound. Police say he's in the hospital, but we do not know his condition. Members of the Wake County Sheriff's Office K-9 team are in the nation's capital for National Police Week. The Sheriff's Office posted these pictures right here on his Facebook page, showing the team taking time to remember Deputy Ned Byrd, who was killed last year. His name is engraved on the walls of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Wall. More than 6,500 UNC graduates received their diploma this morning. You're looking at that graduation at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Look at all that sea of powder blue. Civil rights lawyer and leader of the Equal Justice Initiative, Brian Stevenson, delivered this morning's commencement address. Stevenson encouraged graduates to rise above the fear he sees in the world and work to create a better society.
Sadly, we're entering a world at a time when there's a lot of fear and anger and division. And so I think it's important that we all commit to contributing something that's healthy, contributing something that increases justice, the justice quotient in our nation. I want you to change the world, graduates. I want you to believe that we can do something better than what we've seen.
Yes, go out there and change the world. Stevenson ended his speech by saying he believes everyone is better than the worst thing they've done, and he pushed graduates to work to create a just society. Starting tomorrow, 12 local cities, towns, and counties are working together to make solar energy more accessible and also affordable. The coalition is launching a second campaign we first told you about, the Solarize the Triangle initiative, last July. Communities raise money through crowdsourcing to make solar cheaper. The coalition is holding an event tomorrow at High Wire Brewing in Durham from 6 to 8 p.m. Now it's free for anyone to go and get their questions answered. Smoke will be visible from parts of I-40 and 15501 tomorrow. However, don't be alarmed. The Chapel Hill Fire Department is doing a live burn on North White Oak Drive. It will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow and wrap up at 5 p.m. Now, if you're sensitive to smoke, plan to stay inside or avoid the area if possible. The Great Lakes Fire burning in the Croatan National Forest is now 90% contained. Those numbers continue to improve. Officials say about 185 people are working on fighting the fire, including a helicopter. This weekend, crews are counting to looking for hot spots and putting out fires in the northwest zone. The fire in the eastern part of North Carolina has been burning for more than 2 weeks. So far, 32,400 acres are scorched. Investigators believe it's man-made. After several hours of being offline, AT&T restored services to Chapel Hill customers who use internet to dial 911. Yeah, pretty scary, right? We first reported this last night. Chapel Hill police tweeted out an alert for people. Now, services were restored around 10 a.m. Last week, you might recall, people contacted WRL about internet outage issues with AT&T. The federal money used to rebuild homes after a hurricane often takes months for the federal government to release. Well, after Hurricane Florence, it took more than a year, delaying an already cumbersome process. Congress could change that by voting to permanently authorize a key grant program. Governors in multiple states have called for the change for years, and it hasn't moved, though. Online today, WRL's NC Capital team takes a look at why. You can find that story at nccapital.com. All right, I haven't said it yet, but let me say it now. Happy Mother's Day. Celebrating Mother's Day. Coming up, we introduce you to a wonderful mom who's doing great things on Moore Square. We'll have that for you next. Anthony.
And Julian here on this Mother's Day. We continue to watch a few chances of some showers here as we head into this upcoming week. Tonight's looking good, about a 30% chance tomorrow, 50% chance on Tuesday. I'll go over here Futurecast and show you when we may see some dry time coming up right after the break.
Taking a beautiful look at Chapel Hill right now. This is Franklin Street. People out and about, I'm sure, walking around with mom after brunch today. What a great day to do just that. Well, welcome back. A Vegas-style casino just a short drive from the Triangle opens tomorrow. The flashing lights and screens of more than 700 slot machines are coming to Caesars, Virginia. That's just across the state line in Danville, about an hour and a half drive from Raleigh. The casino opens inside a massive tent on the site of a future $650 million resort. Now, it's estimated 30% of traffic heading to that casino will come from the Triangle. Well, for the first time in 13 years, Antiques Roadshow is returning to Raleigh this week. You're looking at video from the last time the show stopped in the Triangle in 2010. The hit PBS series production tour will stop at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Tuesday. Now, admission to the roadshow is free. However, tickets are required. This will air in 2024, marking the show's 28th season. How exciting they're coming here to Raleigh. Well, shoppers will likely have spent more than $35 billion this Mother's Day. That's according to the National Retail Federation. And as many families celebrate here in Raleigh, WRL's Laura Levine shows us how the best gift for many moms did not include a price tag. It was all about quality time.
The Moore Square Market is back, and for some families, this trip to downtown Raleigh was a special one.
So this is my second Mother's Day of the year, because back in England, Mother's Day is back in March.
Kirsty Eldred and her family just moved to Raleigh from England a week ago. She tells me this time here together has been precious.
It's been brilliant. We've eaten nonstop. We're so excited by all the food here. At home, we live in a teeny tiny little village in West Berkshire, and no one delivers takeaway to us apart from one place. So we have been making the most of all the amazing food here. And yeah, my jeans are feeling a bit tighter as a result.
And as kids play in the park,
get that energy out. So maybe we can get a nap for Mother's Day.
Okay. Proud moms and grandmother stand by filled with joy.
Very proud of her. She has done an amazing job. She's a great daughter. She's my bud.
Biggest life lesson that you've learned from mom?
Don't take yourself too seriously.
As we know, moms are the rock of the family, and they're always on the go.
I just opened my office on West Johnson Street on Tuesday. I'm a licensed massage therapist, and I'm focusing on fitness recovery.
Rebecca Coburn's husband and her two little ones took her out to brunch at 7 a.m. so she could be here getting the word out about her new business.
So my question to you is, do you ever rest?
Between the hours of 10 and 6, yes, or 10 and 5, because then I also work out at 5:30 every morning.
But she says her most favorite duty is being a parent.
The little things, like my 2-year-old now puts 3 words together, and it's like the cutest.
What do you love the most about mom?
Probably the fact that when she's up for something, she doesn't like give up. She goes through with it.
To all of our superheroes we look up to, happy Mother's Day. I'm Laura Levine for WREL News in Raleigh.
Our moms are our superheroes, and here's another big, big reason why. Rex Hospital in Raleigh knew how to celebrate Mother's Day. Nurses at UNC Health Rex Women's Center handed out muffins to new moms, and by muffins, they mean newborn babies. Hospital officials sent us these pictures of little ones wrapped up with a muffin-shaped cover. Happy Mother's Day to those new moms there. All those babies are just so, so beautiful. Anthony, it has been a gorgeous Mother's Day. You know, I'm a little jealous. I was not able to spend time with my mother. She's all the way back in Indianapolis, Indiana, but I was talking to her and she said, it's raining here. What is it doing there? I said, Mom, it is beautiful.
We lucked out, right? Yeah. I mean, my mom's the same way in Ohio, where I grew up in Columbus, and I was talking to her earlier and kind of said the same thing. I think she said it wasn't quite as bad there, Julian, but I think a lot of moms here across most of our viewing area, we're really happy, myself included here, just to be able to deliver a good forecast to you at home for all of those plans today. And hopefully you got out and enjoyed it. It is beautiful. You still have time to do so. Maybe an isolated sprinkle for some of us tonight. Going to be very, very minimal if we see that at all. Look how nice it is out there right now. Our Pinehurst camera, you can see all the golfers taking advantage of it here. The high level clouds pushing on through. It is going to be a no problem filled evening for us if you are still headed out. It's warm though. Temperatures are at 80 for us right now in Raleigh and Durham, 79 there in Clinton, 78 in Goldsboro. So if you're headed out, just pack probably the sunglasses, the water, all of that here for this time of year. Here's our evening planner. Hour by hour, we're going to see temperatures head probably back into the mid 60s for most of us here this evening. No rainfall expected for us, maybe just a slight 20% chance here, especially down to the south. Overall, though, a lot of us are going to stay nice and dry. Mostly cloudy for us tonight. We'll see temperatures dipping into the upper 50s and low 60s. So pretty comfortable tomorrow morning, and we will not have any rainfall to deal with to start tomorrow. But if you've been watching here our broadcasts all week, we've been talking about that chance at least for some showers tomorrow. Originally, it did look like it was going to be a very wet day, but what has happened is we're going to get some drier air filtering in. And of course, as that dry air comes in, it's going to limit our moisture chances. So overall tomorrow, we are trending much drier. You see, there's Futurecast at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Likely our northern county is going to have the best chance for some of these isolated showers pushing through. We continue that through the day. There's a disturbance up to the north. That's really where that focus is going to be. Maybe as far south as the triangle, but this is not going to be a big rainmaker for us tomorrow. Looks like into Tuesday, we may bump that coverage up just a little bit. So if you have plans Tuesday, especially afternoon and evening, that's when I would keep an eye to the sky here and maybe have that umbrella handy. Otherwise, tomorrow we will see a lot of cloud cover to the north. There likely will be some breaks in the clouds down to the south. We'll call it partly to mostly cloudy. So it's kind of going to be very similar to what we saw today. Maybe a few more clouds, though, here during most of the day. Look at that temperature spread, though, too. Because of that storm system up to the north, we may struggle to get out of the mid-60s there in Roxboro, but down to the south, nearly 80 degrees. So it really just is going to depend on your location. Most of us, though, are still feeling pretty comfortable. It's not going to be a bad day in that regard. Over the next little while, here's what we're looking at rain chance wise. So there's that chance tomorrow. On Tuesday, we're about a 50% chance. I'll just call it scattered showers, maybe some thunderstorms into the afternoon. We are not under a severe risk at this point. If that changes, I will let you know. And then just an isolated shower there on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, though, are looking dry at this point. We may start to get at least another chance of a shower or two as we head into next weekend. But at this point, it does not look like kind of the trend we've been in with some really unsettled weather and multiple rain chances. Let's talk about here where we are headed. So I know the temperatures are kind of going up and down here a little bit. We're going to be at 74 for us tomorrow. Our normal for this time of year is in the upper 70s, so we will be just a little bit below that, but still pretty nice. Humidity is low this week. We're at 84 on Tuesday, 79 by Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday do look good. We head into Saturday of next weekend. There is that chance there of a few isolated showers, Julian, but I was really happy, like you said, here for today. We really lucked out with this forecast. I mean, I was talking to my mom, like I said earlier, and she was, I think, enjoying the weather, and I was happy to be able to say, yes, Mom, the forecast verified here. We were able to get outside and enjoy the nice weather. So
I don't know. You said forecast verified.
Yes.
You know, on our way to church this morning, my wife was looking outside. I was like, looks like it's about to rain. She was like, yeah. Then we came out of church and it was just like, this is beautiful.
Yeah. I know we started off this morning. I looked out and I was a little bit, you know, wondering, okay, maybe are we going to have the clouds sticking around with us today? But I was so glad they kind of got out of here.
Yeah.
The rain kind of held off and it was just a really nice day, I think, for all those moms out there to celebrate.
I'm sure the clouds will come for Father's Day, right?
Yeah. Well, let's hope not. We'll try to get That's a good forecast works. For that too.
I appreciate you. All right. Thanks, Anthony. All right. Casey Hinch, she has a lot to talk about in sports and she's coming up in just a few minutes.
Well, hey, good evening, everyone. A very happy Mother's Day out there. And now in lieu, the Carolina Hurricanes getting the whole day off, but of course not before they sent out their own Mother's Day messages. Now, everyone thinks of their dads, right, when it comes to hockey, but oftentimes the one behind the scenes are those hockey moms making it all happen. And yesterday, Rod Brind'Amour acknowledged those hockey moms.
Both parents play equal roles in the kids' development, and a lot of times, actually, the mom's the one that's at the rink more and driving the kids, and I'm sure that's what happened in their household. So, yeah, it's a special day. Give thanks to your moms, everybody. You know, you kind of lose track of it a little bit, but we all wouldn't be here, right, without them.
To the DBAP series finale between number 10 Duke and Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets, they were out in front early, bottom of three, two on for Alex Stone. The junior, he's been on a roll, extends his hitting streak to 24 games. That's just incredible. That's the longest under head coach Chris Pollard, and the Devils were within two. Then a few batters later, Luke Storm. It's a beneficial ground out here. It's going to plate Stone. That ties the game at five, but the Jackets regain the lead in the fourth and don't look back. For the first road series win of the season for Duke, it's the first ACC series loss since March, back when they dropped 2 of 3 at North Carolina. Jim Perry Stadium, final home game for number 13 Campbell in a series finale against Gardner-Webb. Campbell's trailing 4-0. They're chipping away, though, here in the third. Bryce Arnold flies out. That's going to score Chandler Riley. And Grant Nipp, he's going to cut the deficit to a pair with an RBI single. But Campbell, they racked up 10 hits in this one, but they leave 8 stranded, 4-2 the final. That snaps an 8-game winning streak for the Camels. Fellas head to number 14 East Carolina on Tuesday. Bulls going for a series clincher in Charlotte. Knights up 2-0. Second baseman Oslevis Basabi. He had an 8-game hitting streak continued today, but this ground out here scores the Bulls' first run. Then later, Jonathan Aranda, another ground out, but hey, it's good enough to tie the game at 2. For the Knights walk it off in the 10th, 3-2, splitting the series. Well, UNC women's lacrosse started its journey to repeat as national champions back on Friday. They cruised into today's second round, but the Tar Heels would be met with a challenge. Let's get you out to Dorrance Field, number 4 seed Carolina facing off against Richmond, who just wouldn't go away in this one. Heels trailed at the half. They're down one of the Spiders in the third, but Caitlin Wurzberger over the top, unassisted. That ties the game at 10, and that sparked a 3-goal run. Minutes later, Melissa Scannoni, the hat trick and her 200th career point. That gives Carolina the lead. UNC went on a 4-1 scoring run in the fourth quarter to escape Richmond. The ladies will face number 5 seed Denver or Albany in the third round on Thursday. Wake Med Soccer Park, Courage looking to build momentum, hosting NWSL leader OL Reign. Courage, they dominated the opening minutes. Madsen, an insane pass up ahead to Tyler Lucy, who streaks into the box and nets her second goal with the North Carolina. That would be the game winner. Casey Murphy gets the clean sheet, the third for the Courage. That matches an NWSL lead. And Kevin Keats has filled the Pack's final scholarship spot, landing a commitment from Stanford's transfer guard Michael O'Connell. The former Cardinal averaged just over 5 points a game, 3 assists on just under 26 minutes per game last season. The numbers, now, they're not flashy, but his ability to distribute the ball has been consistent throughout his career. O'Connell, he chose State over Wichita State and Notre Dame. Now, Julian, this is pretty interesting well. There's also North Carolina, Duke, and now NC State all have a transfer coming in from Stanford. I'm not sure why everyone's fleeing the West, but it's good news for the Triangle.
Hey, and look out for this name, Jaden Taylor for NC State. I've been watching his game from Butler in Indianapolis, Indiana. I think he's going to make an impact.
Good deal, good deal.
All right. Thank you, Casey. Appreciate you, as always. Well, Duke's commencement ceremony began at 9 this morning at Wallace Wade Stadium. Duke awarded more than 6,600 undergraduate, graduate, and professional degrees today. Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, delivered the commencement address. Now, Silver graduated from Duke in 1984.
Because it's not a secret. You are forever Duke. Face the future with confidence and with hope. Congratulations, and thank you so much for this honor.
All right, more than 1,700 undergraduates received their degrees. All right, we'll let you go for now. We'll see you later. Good night.